Well, I wanted to comment on when during session this takes place, if there are going to be more sessions. I think it would definitely make sense to do it in summer. Also because students are required to do teaching projects, which basically makes more sense then.
In which case, have a good look at this environment, because that won't be available summers. Then we are the first and the last group to meet here.
I just wanted to say that I really like, I like the one seminar I did with you before, and this one really a lot too, because they inspire me. Like, I really like the idea of getting deeper into this cultural studies thing, and I think like the whole topic is really interesting, and really not only in a teaching environment, but also like for general life purposes. I don't know. I mean, it really sticks to your mind somehow, and that's what I like. Like, it gives you new ideas, and yeah.
So the theoretical background that I got here is something that I consider a luxury, because what does my everyday life, professional life, look like? I take a look at the textbooks that I have. I do my own research, so I just work with primary texts, and I do not have any background knowledge. I also worked on a textbook for the Oberstufe, and basically we just did the same thing. We collected texts and somehow tried to see what is interesting and what about the curricula and all the standards and so on, but none of us really had this theoretical background that we should have had. So I think the quality of the material that we use in the classroom could be improved immensely if we had people who were trained in such a way and who did not leave the academic field the way we do once we start teaching. So we're totally cut off from this world.
Very, thank you.
One very good example is the Abitur Sternchen Thema, One Language, Many Voices. I already told you, I think there's Conrad's short story in there. There's Muriel Spark's Black Madonna. And what you get is a teacher's manual from Cornelsen that suggests things like, let your students close their eyes, and you play a tape that has birds singing, and you read a text to them in order to give them the idea of the atmosphere of Malaysia. And that is the background that we get. In order to explain and make our students understand and see concepts like the other, or society shapes the individual. So even the teacher's manuals that we get, you can just, you know, more paper for the bin.
Can I answer to that directly? And the problem is that none of us really know how these teacher material is produced. It's produced by people like us who just do this as a hobby. So you try to be beneficial to your colleagues, try to help them so that they don't have to do the work. You work on a tight schedule, and you do not have a theoretical background, so that's why we get what we get. So I think having this in all different fields would be extremely, not just beneficial, but a mandatory thing.
I can't get the cat out of the bag yet, but let's say there's a good chance that as of the Abitur Thema 2014-15 onwards, this will change.
Yeah, I agree with the notion that actually it will do much good to us if there are experts for us to discuss our topic with. I mean, I enjoy this course so much, then I feel the two sessions are okay too. But maybe either we can discuss online with the expert who supervises our group, or we meet in real time. But anyway, it's good for us to know whether we approach to the right direction, whether we should keep up to the texts themselves, or we should take like one step further to like apply it to any condition. So I think that's a very good point.